Insemmilkom nil-għakom għall-ewel program ta' Kwadranglu għal din is-sena 2017. Magħna fil-studio llum għandna lil JC Fenek, wieħed mill-fundaturi ta' Hybrid li hija Social Enterprise. Ħanitkellmu iktar dwar x'inhi Social Enterprise fil-programm tal-lum u għalhekk JC insellimlek u nirringrazzjak tal-qgħid l-istadina tagħna biex tkun magħna fil-programm. Hybrid, x'inhi?
First and foremost, thank you for inviting me to this event. Hybrid, its main aim is to be a social enterprise. As first and foremost, a social enterprise is an organization entity, which is a form of business, but at the same time, a number of its profit is used to help society in a particular way. For example, as Hybrid, we aim to use eventually some of the earnings that we gain through it to be able to fund new projects and create further spaces for ideas to develop. Now, that's what makes it a social enterprise. What is Hybrid in itself? What is its main aim? Hybrid aims to be a space that creates several platforms in which diversity is discussed. Diversity, when I say diversity, I mean diversity within people as well as diversity between people. It goes back to the name Hybrid in itself, which is something fluid. Hybrid is often a mishmash, like for example a chimera, and that stems to the core values from which I founded Hybrid.
Ġejsi, inti qed tinna li social enterprise mill-profit tiegħu nuża kelma hekk li taqla tkun tista' tgħin proġetti oħrajn. F'każ ta' Hybrid, meta tgħid taqla profit, profit naħseb mhux neċessarjament huma flus imma jista' jkun tarif, knowledge. Fis-sens ta' Hybrid dan il-profit, x'tip ta' profit ikun knowledge, flus jew it-tnejn, x'inhu lan?
It's a bit of both. As you're saying, knowledge and capital can be formed in different ways, be it through social networks, be it through knowledge in itself, be it through finances. What we gain, we aim to be able to return it for people in general. Right now, as it is, Hybrid is still at its roots. It's at its beginning. It hasn't been founded for more than 6 months, less actually. So right now we're establishing it, but we already have a like starting to take it to the direction. In fact, we have some people who have projects in their minds, who have contacted us directly, and with them we are already like starting to work on projects which interest them to develop in 2017.
Bħala tmexxija inti qed inti l-founder prinċipali, però ma naħsibx li daqshekk faċli tmexxi organizzazzjoni waħdek illa li xtaq bħal kull ħaġa illum il-ġurnata kollu bżonn għajnuna kemm biex laħaq ma' studju u affarijiet hekk. Kif titmexxa bħala organizzazzjoni il-proċess u minn hemm involut?
So, right now, what we're doing in Hybrid, we're recruiting new people. As you're saying, I cannot lead Hybrid on its own. And where we're at right now is its embryo stage. I call it at least the embryo stage, which is the stage in which we're forming an action team. In the action team right now, we have Mel McElhattan, who is the online awareness officer. We have Chiara Vassallo, who's the finance and external relations officer, and Chiara Monterosso, who is the marketing officer. However, we're also recruiting the more physical awareness rated officer. So we're having the online side of awareness and the physical events through workshops, symposiums, so on and so forth, kind of office. And eventually we're looking for an administrative officer as well as a technical IT officer. Through that, we'll eventually start finding members. In fact, right now we're also looking for video editors to start broadening the team, because most of our work, as you're saying, cannot be done by a person on their own. There are different roles and skills which are required to be able to develop what we do.
Qed issemmi li wkoll ir-ruoli mhux sempliċiment nażak ma bażiċi fejtlu finanzi u administration, però ir-ruoli tekniċi, semmitlu fejn tidħol social media officer, fejn tidħol video editing. Jiġifieri qed taspiraw li tilħqu n-nies udjenza through, mux neċessarment social media biss, però through different mediums.
Yes.
Fejn taspiraw li taslu b'dawn l-għodu ta' nidulom hekk li xinu l-antakom li t-indirizzaw in-nies biss, li t-waslu messaċ, fejn tixtiqu taslu?
So, each of our project has different aims. However, they all link to one thing, which is the empowerment for people to be able to speak up their mind, to be able to promote their research, art, their experiences in relation to our values, which is basically further inclusion, further awareness, and further diversity. An example can be taken from one of our projects, one of our main projects, which is the Fuse Talks. Basically, in these Fuse Talks, which have started since early October, we post an episode each week. And in each episode, in an informal setting, we discuss a different topic with guest speakers. Right now, in it, there is me and another one of the members of Hybrid Nefertiti, with whom I host the episodes of Fuse Talks. And in each episode, we include different guest speakers. For example, our first episode was with Gender Equality Malta's Mel McElhattan, who is also now in Hybrid, and Melissa. And we discussed, for example, the implications of slut-shaming in wider society. In another episode, for example, we discussed with Beta Psi the implications of the way mental health is perceived in multi-society. For example, how they are seen as at times invisible conditions compared to more physical conditions. We also discussed with other people the Western perceptions of Africa. So as you're seeing, we try to intersect between different themes. And that's another one of Hybrid's core main aims, which is basically the intersections of different elements of society.
Semmejt li wkoll ilkolkom proġġetti differenti. X'tip ta' proġġetti jkollkom?
As I said, as projects, one of our main areas of work is online awareness. So we do different series on different themes. Right now we have, as I mentioned earlier, the Fuse Talks going on. We will also have other series coming in the future, one of which will focus on gender and the other one will focus on sexuality. Apart from that, we also have projects such as a social science symposium, which will be coming in the future. In it, we're going to promote different social sciences and people who have finished their researches, who will be able to promote their work on the lines of different fields. For example, social sciences and sexuality, gender, family, addiction, so on and so forth. The idea is to have a space for people to present their papers, as well as a space to create a discussion panel. Overall, it will be a holistic outlook on what it means to study social sciences and to conduct research on social sciences, but most importantly is the diversity through which social sciences can reach, like the how holistic they can be.
Fejn intom ibbażati bħalissa minn meetings jew videos qed ifilm jew nifhem li tkun għadek fil-budu ma nimmaġinax li jkollok xi uffiċċju tiegħek, però bħala startup ħanajdu hekk ġifieri peress li tkun fil-bidu. Kif torganizzaw ruhkom fiżikament jiġifieri?
Basically on a physical level we organize in different settings. So as for meetings, we meet a lot in cafes. With regards to filmings, on the other hand, we try to get different settings for the different types of episodes which we film. For example, for the Fuse Talks, we always try to use living rooms or more community-based areas to give that kind of relaxing feel in which you can discuss freely. For one of our future projects, we use a more formal setting, which is the KSU boardroom. So it depends on what we're doing and where. For meetings specifically, we meet in different places, mainly in cafeterias. We love our coffee, basically.
Ma tasperaw li jkollkom il-post taqkom personali jew taħsbu li aħjar li tibqgħu għandek il-ma tittorjaw il għaliex forsi tilħu iktar nies?
No, eventually, regarding, at least, especially for meetings themselves, we wish to have our own space. That's something which we're working on, we spoke to different stakeholders, and it's a project we have on the pipeline for us to be able to actually have an office. Apart from that, regarding videos, like to film, it really depends on the film. So if it is something which we're doing in collaboration with another organization and we decide to do the filming in a space which is not our future office, to put it like this, we would. It really depends on the scenario and who we're trying to reach, and as you said, the networking that comes involved in it.
JC, semmejt li wkoll li għandkom xi proġetti li ġejjin fil-futur rigward gender u sexual identity. Forsi tista' talabora daqsxejn iktar fuq dawn il-proġetti.
Yes, definitely. With regards to gender, right now we're going all out on filming because we have a plan for it in relation to 2017, in which we'll be focusing on a theme on each particular month. For example, we have a particular month in which we're going to focus on women in relation to sciences, IT, so on and so forth. We're going to have another month in which we're going to focus on on gender identity as a spectrum rather than a binary between men and women. The main aim of this is to focus on different topics because everybody speaks on gender and on gender equality, but gender equality is so broad and the issues that come with it are as well broad. For example, as we're saying, there are a number of issues on women in achieving particular goals in particular fields of study, while on the other hand, men have other issues in which, for example, in mainstream society, they are brought up and socialized in a way that they are told that they cannot cry, that they cannot express themselves in particular ways. On another note, we are always seen as either a man or a woman, and we find it difficult to see people as more than that.
Yeah, we want to fight stigma, anyway.
Basically, we want to fight stigma.
If that cause, in that sense.
It's different stigmas in relation to gender, because as we're saying, it's so broad. In fact, there's a whole course on it. So through it, we are trying to get different speakers and different organizations. In fact, we already filmed a lot of it. And we'll also be doing Vox Pops for each month in relation to each theme. So we want to get different students and other people's point of views on some of the different aspects of gender equality, basically.
U responsi li kelkom sissa peress li għadkom fil-bidu, kif kien? Jinkoraġik, ġifieri, kelkom responsi għab li jinkoraġik biex tkomplu?
I think so far, yes. I mean, like every other startup, we had our bumps, we had our learning curve, and we always take feedback. However, we have a number of people constantly showing interest, constantly wanting to be more involved into what we're doing. And a good sign of that is the team in itself. As I was saying, we're broadening up and the team is growing bit by bit. So that's a good sign for us as a hopeful startup, social enterprise.
U semmejt li l-qoddim tixtieq tkunu bbażati fejn tidħol l-asset administration sewwa. Tasperaw li tkunu bbażati fl-università, meta ngħid l-università ġifieri għaliex tasperaw biex toqgħod iktar l-istudenti universitari jew il-pubbliku in ġenerali.
We aim to reach the public in general. However, right now we're starting with students, since most of us are former students or current students. However, we are already like working on some projects which will allow us to reach a more diverse audience. And apart from gender equality related episodes, we're going to do another series as well, which will focus on sexuality and sexual diversity. We're going to call this Sex Talks, and in it we're going to get different professionals once a month. So we're going to do an episode once a month in which we're going to speak on different aspects of sex. In this, we want to take things to the next level. So we want to break certain taboos about a number of things to be able to raise awareness on things which are usually seen as quirky or funny or a taboo, to say the least. For example, we're going to have an episode in which we're going to speak about BDSM. On another episode, we're going to speak about orals and the diversity of practicing oral sex. A lot of people find these things as, why should we speak about them, or let's just speak about sexual diversity on a broader sense. But we should know more about this, because our sexual health and our expression with different people and with us comes from our awareness. And most often these are things which we have to look for ourselves, and we don't have people who teach us about it.
Kuma topics li tamel mużek research personal fuq l-internet fit-tex inti, ma mhux affarijiet li nitalmuhom fl-iskola. PSD naħseb li jagħtu ftit exposure, però mhux fuq daw it-topics li għadek hemm semmejt inti li huma daqsxejn hekk ta' tabu fis-soċjetà.
The main aim of hybrid, as I was saying in general, is to raise awareness, is to break the boundary by daring to speak. So having something such as Sex Talks would go very much in line with it, because we dare to speak about different topics, be it as controversial as they are, because after all, at times discrimination occurs rather than by actual shaming, it occurs at times by lack of discussion.
Etna na fuq Facebook għawna kien li telkom zawċ events Diċembru li għadda Women in Space u Captain America and the Propaganda Machine forse tista tgħidilna aktar fiex kienu jikkonsistu daw u x'kien ir-respons tal-pubbliku għalihom.
That was one of our projects in which we tried to target a different audience, which is not necessarily students of University of Malta. In it, recently there was the Malta Comic Con 2016, and we contacted them because we, in the past, we tried to create discussions in relation to comics and society as a form of art which represents diversity and different social struggles. So, as I was saying, we decided to contact Malta Comic Con, and we agreed to do two different talks there. One of them was conducted by GNLM, the Graphic Novels Society, in collaboration with us. And we spoke about Captain America as a propaganda machine, how it was used to promote America in World War II in relation to, for example, countries such as Germany. So we were seeing a lot of the political implications and the propaganda in relation to the country from which the comics are based in particular periods of time. The other one was Women in Space. Overall, the topic was to explore women and also masculinity and femininity within comics to see how different characters are portrayed, how they are portrayed also in the movies as well as in the comics, and what implications it has to the audience who see these comics and movies.
Biex nagħtu iktar eżempju ċari s-semmijata għana fuq Facebook qed nara li wieħed mill-few stocks li huwa dan il-video li tela fuq social media u xekk. Huwa fuq mental health. U kif tista' titlaħaq iktar din l-issue bluzu tal-edukazzjoni, support u awareness, l-soċjetà tkun iktar konxja ġifieri. Dan it-topic kif iddir jgħidu ġifi f'dan il-few stock, il-feature tgħidu lu few stock, dom naħseb li hija terminu Mux sempliciment ta' ġeneru, pero fjuż li t-sparki u toħlo l-ħsieb. Kif trattajtu dan il-fjuż stock partikolari?
We treated this particular episode first and foremost by getting people who constantly try to promote mental health awareness. In this case it was Beta Psi. We agreed on discussing how mental health is often seen as an invisible form of condition or illness. For example, if you were to have a bump in your head, people would check, how are you? Is everything all right? If you were to break your leg, people would see that everything is okay. However, if, for example, you are suffering from a mental disorder, such as, for example, depression, people tell you, oh, come on, just chill out, just go out. There is a lack of understanding on the different mental issues that we might have, as well as how to reach mental health. So by tackling an episode such as this, which we called Invisible Conditions purposefully because of the way mental health is perceived, we tried to spark, to put it like this, further discussions on what people go through on a daily basis, basically.
JC, x'waslek eżatt, x'ispirak biex tibda Hybrid, hija social enterprise mhix sempliċement organization bħalma nafu on campus li għandha aġenda partikolari marbuta ma' suġġett, Hybrid hija pjuttost estiża. X'ispirak biex tibda din l-avventura?
I think two main things inspired me. I think first and foremost is my experience when I was abroad in last year. So basically in my course I spent the whole second year abroad on two different academic exchanges. One of them was on Erasmus in University of Exeter in UK, and the other was in Trent University in Peterborough, Canada, through the International Student Exchange Program. In this I met different people from different walks of life, all of them breaking a different version of stereotype, because when we look at the media, when we look in different movies, articles, so on and so forth, a picture tends to be made on who is what, how people act. But when you actually meet with people and you are traveling yourself, it grounds you to what reality is and how people are different. Apart from that, one thing which led me to this is sociology. I studied as I'm saying, sociology is a course, and in it, in each module that we do, we discuss different topics from the way health is perceived in society, which, as you can see, it led me to also do the mental health talk. We discuss how food is viewed in society, why we eat particular food. We discuss gender inequality, we discuss poverty, we discuss sexuality. Basically, we discuss anything and relate it to social life. And something like that inspired me. The discussing in class inspired me to start to take the knowledge that I have in the academy and take it outside to the wider audience. Because in general, we can learn as much knowledge as we can learn. But one thing which we can do, or we can try our best to, is to take what we have and challenge ourselves outside our comfort zone and give it to people. As much as we can try, of course. And that's one thing which I learned, especially through my experience going abroad on exchange, which is one experience which helped me challenge my comfort zone.
Sociology bħala course fl università. Xi konsisti għal studenti prospettivi li titħajru li jitlu jew japplikaw għalih? Xi konsisti bħala syllabus ħanajdu hekk u fej taspira li tasal bih, ngħidu hekk bħala karriera ġifieri, inti ħadd ukoll ma' psychology. Ma bessib tkompli psychology bħala honors jew sociology, għalhekk nara daqsxejn x'opportunitajiet joffri.
Mela, to start with the first question, with the first part of the question, sociology, to enter sociology, it's quite a broad, flexible subject to enter. In my case, I needed either sociology A-level, which I had, or history, or economics, or philosophy. Once you enter in the course, the first year is mainly compulsory subjects. They take you to a broad introduction of sociology, like, for example, health, illness, and society, which is one of the modules that is done. Or, for example, sociology of the Maltese Islands, research methods, sociology of the family. Then, following that, if you decide to focus either general or take honors as sociology, in the second and third year, you'll have only one compulsory module per term, and the rest, you'll have a variety of elective modules, from understanding cyberspace to understanding how society is medicalized, understanding what it means to be queer, migration, demography. The list is endless, basically. In the second and third year, we'll be able to choose and basically tailor-make our course and what we decide to study on. In relation to where it would take me in life and if I want to continue on psychology or sociology, personally, I'm someone who believes that all fields have their importance and each one of them needs to, at some point, link to one another to be able to develop and progress, as social sciences, at least in this case. I chose to focus more on sociology because, as a subject, it can take me in different areas, like psychology as well. And in this case, I wanted to go more into social-related research, as well as a person myself. I want to be creative with my knowledge, and rather than finding a job, also create the job myself, like, for example, something like hybrid. I think sociology really gives you that space to be able to be innovative with what you're studying. It gives you space to do a placement as well within the course. Apart from that, if I were to say other experiences, one could go into teaching, one could go into different forms of researches and social researches. For example, an opportunity which I had when I was still in my first year, a number of companies nowadays need more research on the community of the workplace, for example, on how the audience reaches them. And sociology is one of the subjects which relates to all of them. So through the research overall that sociology gives you the experience to do, you can be able to delve into different areas. I know people who are into politics, for example, Dalli, Michael Brugulio, all people involved into politics, they studied sociology. So this is how broad it is a subject. I know other people who ended up into more micro research related areas, other people more into more economics related. As I'm saying, sociology links with everything and sees things from an alternative point of view, both on a research as well as on a critical thinking point element.
Qed naraw ukoll illi tal-lajtu post u anke artiklu mal-insight illi qegħdin tfittxu n-nies.
Yes.
Forsi tixtieq twassal xi messaġġ il-pubbliku in ġenerali u għas-semija tagħna.
So right now we are recruiting different people. At the moment, since we have a lot of episode online related projects coming up, we are in need of more video editors and videographers. We are quite a diverse team and we are very creative, so anyone who joins us will take their creativity and they will also be given the chance to network with different organizations, be it in university and outside university, because we constantly, for each episode that we do, we try to get different people. So it's always a sense of collaboration. Apart from that, we're also continuing to form our action team. And we're currently looking for an administrative officer who would work more in the human resources element, as well as training for the members, as well as we're looking for someone who is in the more IT level to be able to take care of the IT, website management, and other technical aspects of the organization. So in that case, they can contact us on info@hybridmalta.com. Or they can also email us or message us, as I was saying, on the hybrid Facebook Messenger, basically.
JC, jina nirringrazzjak tal-li naqgħod magħna llum ser ikun nikkonkludu bil-mogħti għaliex il-ħin qed jafas. Jien nfakkar lis-semmija tagħna li Kwadranglu jerġa' jkun magħkom nhar l-erba' fit-8 ta' filgħaxija, repetizzjoni s-sibt fl-10 ta' filgħodu dejjem fuq Campus FM. Insemmilkom.